Hello and welcome to Walt Love Podcasting. Today we bring you our first episode of our ongoing brand new podcast. We have three of us on the podcast, as always going to be here, which involves myself, Brett, better known as Schmoofy on Twitter, so-called Twitter celebrity. We have Josh. Josh runs the website, better known as EasyWW.com.
Great site.
And we also have Mike, who runs BlogMickey.com.
Good site.
Each of us have our own really interesting and unique aspects of the area at Walt Disney World, and we also visit on a near daily or every other day, four or five times a week basis. We're there all the time.
For our premiere episode, we thought we would talk about the upcoming expansion to the Magic Kingdom, the Tron Light Cycle Run, straight from Shanghai Disneyland.
So our recent news, we had information about the Speedway was being demolished. Mike, you actually had pictures of that up there, that yep. Portions of the Speedway were being demolished in lieu of waiting for Tron, right?
Yep. Yeah. So it's like the back third, if not more, of the Speedway is currently completely demolished.
Mike, you've been to Shanghai. You went to Shanghai last year. Yep. You were there for a week?
4 days. Yeah.
And you rode Tron. You rode Tron. You rode everything up there, but you rode Tron
multiple times.
And that's basically the ride that's coming here to the States.
From everything that we've seen from the concept art, yes, it looks like almost an exact clone. As far as the ride itself is concerned, I think the real winner on the ride is actually the ride vehicle. If you've been on Flight of Passage, you're gonna kind of stand almost. You're almost sitting straight up. The Tron ride vehicle puts you straight down. You're leaning like a motorcycle, so you're leaning forward. You feel like you're actually on a light cycle. They do a phenomenal job of putting your body into a position that I don't think many people have actually experienced on a ride. So you're gonna experience G-forces differently. You're gonna experience the ride differently. You have to change the way that you look at a ride. You're looking. You have to crank your neck up. It's really different and really a unique experience. I think it's going to fit into Magic Kingdom really well as far as a unique attraction is concerned. As far as the ride itself, it's actually going to be it's almost like Rock and Roller Coaster. You can experience a lot, and once you get through the initial launch, you're going to launch out through the canopy, which is kind of cool because you see all the people below you, and then you kind of enter the show building again. And once you get into the show building, it's kind of like an upgraded Rock and Roller Coaster where you have vast amounts of darkness, but you also have these really cool scenes where you're swerving in between, you're racing another light cycle, which is kind of cool. But yeah, it's a unique attraction. It's something that I think will be definitely a hit when it hits Walt Disney World. It's going to be the attraction to go to when you're rope dropping. But yeah, I mean, from the queue to the ride itself to the ride vehicle, everything puts you into the mood of Tron. It puts you into the scene of Tron. It puts you into the theming of it. It's really well executed.
But it's so different than anything in Tomorrowland currently, isn't it?
It is. It's futuristic. Tomorrowland is kind of
quaint.
Yeah, it's not tomorrow anymore, is it?
It never was.
No. And so it's...
So is it going to fit? Like, am I going to get off that and get onto Space Mountain and be like, yeah, this is also just as great?
The fact that it sits next to Space is kind of concerning. To be honest, I mean, Space Mountain is almost the weenie or the thing that draws you in Tomorrowland. I think many people rush past. I mean, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor doesn't even open until, you know, 10 a.m. So most of the rope drop crowd is going straight to Space. It's going to make everything look dated. It's going to be new. It's going to be shiny. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the most intense roller coaster at Walt Disney World. Definitely in Magic Kingdom. It's going to be more intense than anything in Magic Kingdom. So it's going to be new. Does it fit in Tomorrowland? It raises the bar for Tomorrowland.
They're not gonna raise the bar on anything else.
That's the concern, is they're shortening Speedway, right? So they started to demolish on the part of Speedway to shorten it even further than it's ever been.
It's meet and greet and Stitch's Great Escape.
Which, who knows how long that lasts, right? I mean, it's
like Mine Train works in Fantasyland.
Mine Train works phenomenally in Fantasyland.
But I don't think Tron is going to work in Tomorrowland other than to make the other attractions look that much worse.
it's going to make them need to up their game, whatever that may be. Speedway is unfortunately approaching an almost circular loop at this point, right? I mean, you're taking out the back half of Speedway. You're almost a circular loop. You've got the Carousel of Progress, which is long overdue for at least a final scene update.
It needs it.
Yeah. You've got Astro Orbiter, which is Astro Orbiter. What else can you do there? You've got the People Mover, which is a classic and a something that's fun for fans to ride. But again,
this issue with People Mover, though, like a few weeks ago before even the holiday crowds kicked in, is that everybody kept talking for years and years and years and years about People Mover being this great hidden attraction there was never a wait for. Well, now it's pulling a longer wait than Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
Oh, it's unbelievable. They have a almost permanent switchback queue that's holds 45 minutes worth of people consistently throughout the holiday season. Yeah, but to answer your question, Josh, it's gonna
make the other attractions look bad.
Not just that land, but the entire park as well.
It does not fit. It's like it's Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland. You're gonna have the Millennium Falcon ride in the same park as Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. It's completely different things. And I don't think they're going to do enough to differentiate the experiences. You're going to leave one, you'd be like, wow, that was awesome.
And you aren't going to feel the same way coming off of Tron as you do coming off of Space Mountain, and definitely not the same way that you feel coming off of Carousel of Progress.
It's weird because Disneyland has always worked on this idea, especially after the Lucasfilm, working with Lucasfilm to build the Indiana Jones Adventure and Star Tours. And, of course, their Space Mountain is more intense. They have these bigger attractions. They have Star Tours. They have Indiana Jones. They have these bigger, intenser attractions that wouldn't fit in Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom because they better fit in, say, the Studios Park here or Animal Kingdom. So our Magic Kingdom here at Walt Disney World has never needed these intense thrill rides. They can always go to some other park and be fine. So the fact that it's going in Magic Kingdom and it's not going to be just the most intense ride in Tomorrowland, probably the most intense coaster in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, you're going to have, it's as intense, I think, as Rock and Roller Coaster, but it's a different ride vehicle. So it's as much as Rock and Roller Coaster is basically you're sitting straight up, it's a straightforward launch. It's awesome. You get that initial rush. You get the same initial rush on Tron. It's just you're seated so differently that your body almost doesn't know how to react when you're coming out of that first launch, and then you do a huge loop through the canopy to re-enter the ride building and to see the, for lack of a better term, dark ride scenes, you know, where you've got these built scenes. And that almost kind of raises the bigger question is, how do you introduce these new, shiny, awesome attractions like Tron, like Guardians of the Galaxy, like Flight of Passage? Flight of Passage works because it's in its own land. How do you introduce Tron, how do you introduce Guardians of the Galaxy into something that's clearly dated around it?
That's a good question.
And Guardians is going to have an issue at Epcot.
Yeah.
Test Track just got refurbished a few years ago and it's already dated.
And Tomorrowland as a whole is going to feel dated, without a doubt. Tron is going to be new, it's going to be shiny, it's going to feel dated.
Yeah. Is it the wrong thing? Like, Magic Kingdom is the most visited theme park in the world. And new stuff is good. Mine Train works surprisingly well. It is a quaint ride, a beautiful ride to look at. It's fun, everybody enjoys it, and it fits.
The reason Mine Train fits is because there isn't another roller coaster right next to it. Tron has Space Mountain right next to it. And it's not going to immediately date Space Mountain. So does Tomorrowland need an update? Yeah. In general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't close Space Mountain.
You can't close Space Mountain. It's a classic.
It's a classic. There's a difference between a classic and an old movie. And Space Mountain is going to go from a classic to an old movie.
Immediately. The second Tron opens.
Yeah.
I was in the parks, yeah.
You know, the epitome of an afterthought.
Yes.
Like, I guess we'll go on Space Mountain now.
Or we go on Space Mountain because we have a Tron Fast Pass later, and there's nobody walking into Space Mountain right now. As opposed to over the holiday season when I saw the line backed up for Space Mountain, past Monsters, Inc. lab floor.
Who's going to wait standby for Space Mountain when they can dedicate that time to Tron?
Tron is going to be the hot new property for years. I'm telling you. It's not just... Tron, as an IP, doesn't have to resonate with people. When
the
you
movie's
have,
unwatchable.
There you go. So it doesn't have to resonate with people when you have this amazing ride vehicle going through a huge canopy that is going to immediately draw people, even if they don't know anything about it. The kinetics of it are going to draw people there, unlike Space Mountain.
Do they play Daft Punk?
They don't, ride? Which is a huge oversight. Huge oversight.
Maybe they will here.
Maybe they will. Maybe they will.
I just see terrible movies without soundtrack.
It was eye candy and the soundtrack was amazing. But yeah. You watch it and you're like, hey, I watched this back in the 80s too.
So the original's unwatchable. It's so bad. It's Space Mountain bad.
It's
people are finally going to understand how bad Space Mountain is.
That's what it's going to be. It's going to be original Tron, which is Space Mountain, versus the Tron Legacy, which is new Tron.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be like. It's like, why would I watch the old one when I can watch the new one? Neither are amazing, but I'm going to dedicate time to this one.
Iger is going to get on Twitter and be like, I'm making Tron 3 with 50 Tron 3 rides and 50 Tron 3 theme parks and 50 Tron 3
resorts,
hotels.
Cruise lines, all of it. And to be honest, he's almost going to be justified because Tron is going to be, it's going to be the thing in Tomorrowland. It's going to add a kinetic energy to Tomorrowland. Once that can, you don't even have to watch the roller coaster go through the canopy. The thing changes colors during the night. It is the...
And then you're going to get on Buzz Lightyear.
Well, they got Buzz Lightyear in Shanghai too, but you know what they did with Buzz Lightyear in Shanghai?
I'm guessing.
They put it under a walkway. You have to go into a tunnel in order to get to it. They almost hide it because Tron is the kinetic energy that drives Tomorrowland forward in Shanghai. And it's going to do the same in Walt Disney World. And it's...
So why though?
Why put it there?
Why do it?
Because Tron is futuristic. And Tomorrowland is futuristic.
It feels like it didn't matter what was going to happen. It feels like what works better in Magic Kingdom, Guardians or Tron? And the answer is neither, but Guardians works better in Epcot.
Yeah, I guess so. But Tron works phenomenally if you put it on the Space Mountain plot and demolish Space Mountain. It does, because it's the kinetic
Ad blog underscore make me.
Yeah. No, it does. It's the kinetic energy. And you almost got to get rid of Astro Orbiter while we're at it. But no, the kinetic energy of it drives the whole land. If you go over to Shanghai, it drives the whole land. And here it will drive the whole land, but they put it in the back. They put it behind Space Mountain. They put it behind Speedway. They put it around a corner that you won't be able to see when you're walking into Tomorrowland.
Maybe by design.
It's almost as thoughtful as gondolas without air conditioning in Florida.
There's maybe a similar amount of thought process there, but I don't want to hype it too much. But it's hard to overstate the impact that it will have.
Is it a mistake?
No, because I like the ride. It's a phenomenal ride. I don't know where else you could put it. I don't know if it works.
They could put that in Future World next to Guardians.
Yeah. No, they could.
That'd be cool.
They could get rid of Mission Space. What do you want to get rid of?
You still go to space.
What do you want to get rid of? You can't set it back like they're setting back Guardians. What do you want to get rid of?
You knock out that parking lot.
Nobody needs a parking lot.
Behind the Wonders of Life. Put in the Grapefruit Garage.
That's it. And you've got yourself. You've got yourself a brand new attraction. No, I
imagine if that was at Epcot next to Guardians, and they're doing Guardians and Tron.
There'd be no reason to go to any other park. They've got Star Wars and Hollywood Studios. They could go ahead and shut down Magic Kingdom. They could shut down Animal Kingdom. They'd have Star Wars and Hollywood Studios. They'd have Tron and Guardians and Epcot.
Whoever approved Tron in Tomorrowland is the same person that approved Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland. Imagine how...
It sounds good when you're talking about it, but then you think about it for more than 0.3 seconds and you're like, why?
Then why does it work in Shanghai? In their Tomorrowland?
Because it didn't exist before.
Okay.
Does it work in Shanghai?
It works phenomenally.
Yeah, because the land is built around that piece.
Exactly. Which is why you gotta get rid of Space Mountain. You build... Tron sitting next to Space Mountain is a bad idea. It is.
Yeah, I would get. I'm fine getting rid of Space Mountain.
I really thought
you were sure.
Because I don't like it.
Yeah. So the original idea with the Main Street Theater had the theater going on that plot, which
is the cast member parking lot behind Main Street and kind of behind Tomorrowland in that little corner.
Yeah, the parking lot is used by a lot of executives and administrators that work in the buildings on Main Street and the Utilidor.
Those parking spaces filled, typically?
They have filled all available space in Park One, yes. They filled so much space that they're building another parking lot over behind Tron for the regular
cast members. The old Pluto lot, they paved over. It's actually paved over.
It looks good.
It looks great.
Looks good.
I really thought that they were going to build the Tron show building in that spot.
Yeah.
And that they were going to have the loop come out around Carousel of Progress.
That'd be amazing.
Or around Astro Orbiter. It would have given so much kinetic energy to the entire field. It would have looked awesome. People wouldn't have cared if it was raining. They would have still ridden it. Didn't matter. It would have looked awesome. But no, yep. It's like, we're going to push it into the back corner because we don't care.
It's going to be quite hidden for as kinetic of a property as it is. You look through the castle, you see the carousel spinning through the middle of the castle. You look over into Tomorrowland, you currently see Astro Orbiter, something that drives you. But if you get rid of Astro Orbiter, you clear that pathway to look straight back into Tron, that's the ticket. But sitting next to Space as it is, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a Space Mountain upgrade shortly after Tron opens.
The problem is that you look at, ours is the original. Ours was 75 creation. There's no onboard audio. You have old trains. This is an old SNS Arrow creation. One of the first that they ever did. Matterhorn, of course, was their first, but this is like an early, early creation. So there's not a lot of wiggle room or flex space inside of that building. It's built for one purpose, and that's it.
Yep.
That concrete is literally steel and rebar. You can't really do much with that building. The track itself, unless you're going to do a major upgrade to the track, you need to tear it down and rebuild it with a brand new system. Disneyland did that for the 50th anniversary of the park. They rebuilt Space Mountain in the interior. Came out awesome. Mm-hmm. They can do the towers, no problem. Yeah. They can do the 2x2 seating, they can add onboard audio, and they can add in special effects for Hyperspace Mountain, this and that.
At a minimum. That's what they'd have to do here.
100%.
Yeah.
There's no way that the disco balls with a light on it projecting stars into the galaxy is going to hold up next to Tron racing against a projected light cycle. There's no way.
Yeah.
Can I tell my favorite Space Mountain story?
We've got time.
So if you get a chance, read a book. It's called Reality Land. And so maybe, as you know, when they opened Space Mountain, they didn't tell you it was a roller coaster because it's just in that building and you don't know what's inside of it. So they didn't tell you what it was, and Grandpa would get his big old over-the-shoulder video camera out, and he'd have it there on his shoulder, and the roller coaster would start, and Grandpa would drop the video camera. And at this time, the ride system was much more ancient than it is now, and so the cars would go underneath each other, and Grandpa would drop the camera and it would fall down and hit somebody in the vehicle underneath. So that over 6 months is all that lasted, and it got to the point where if a vehicle got back to load and there was an empty seat, they would shut the ride down and look for the person.
Wow.
And that is a true story. Reality Land. Great book.
Tron is going to be it's going to date everything immediately. Phenomenal ride vehicle. Park One, well, of course.
You want to go on Big Thunder Mountain after you just went on Tron?
That's the thing, is they have, so if we were, the only place that Tron exists right now is Shanghai. Shanghai has Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to ours, there's a couple different.
It's the same.
It's the same, but the cottage is a little bit smaller. It's all the same. It's all the same.
There's a thing for
one. Yeah. So the cottage scene at the end is a little bit different. They got a smaller cottage. I don't want to say Americans have it bigger, but we got a bigger cottage.
That cottage, have you ever told the story of why I like that cottage so much?
In Shanghai.
No, here.
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 It's here.
So,
you're going to tell them.
I'm
going to
tell you anyway, yes.
All right.
So, you go on Snow White's, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I was going to say Scary Adventure. So you go on the Mine Train. It doesn't matter if you go through Fast Pass or Standby Queue. You go past the Snow White's cottage and the Seven Dwarfs cottage, and you see it, and there's nobody at the front door. You can maybe hear some music in the background if you're really listening, but for the most part, it's quiet, it's quaint, you hear noises of the forest, you're looking at this, and it's an empty cottage.
Yeah.
You ride the ride, you've seen the Snow White movie, so you know that they go to the mine, then they go back and they have a celebration with the silly song. And you see that portrayed, and you see the other side, and then you're aware that the cottage is very much alive. They're dancing, they're having a good time in it. As you pass it, you see the Wicked Witch with the apple. Do you know what happens next? That the apple, and then it all hits the fan.
Yeah.
As you walk out, you see the cottage in the same state you saw the cottage before you rode, but now time has progressed linearly, so now it's happening after the apple already hit. So this cottage doesn't do anything except exist in one time frame, but your movement through the ride course and cue and exit portrays its movement throughout the story. And it's really ingenious, and nobody ever sees this because it's, oh, it was such a short and boring ride. No, it's more intelligent than you can ever imagine.
It is. And that's a great way to put it. And it's something that I've never thought of. I've always grabbed my fast pass. I've walked in there quite proudly that I have a fast pass. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed the 2.5 second ride, and I've left. But that's cool. So yeah, so Shanghai has Tron, it has Snow White, it has Pirates, which is an awesome Pirates.
We could do an entire episode on Pirates.
I don't have enough, water here to drink to be able to talk through an entire episode of Pirates. But it works in Shanghai, it works in that Tomorrowland because nothing else visually exists. They have a Dumbo-like attraction where they have a regular spinner. That's fine. That's kind of off to the side.
Jetpacks,
correct. But everything, all the attention is given to Tron. The fact that you put it next to Space Mountain diverts the attention. It splits it. It will not work the same way that it works out in Shanghai, which I don't know if that's their intention. Do they want it to be the same thing as Shanghai? If that's the case, then they need to get rid of space. They need to make it the centerpiece that it really is going to be.
It deserves to be.
Yep.
I just wonder who wanted it. Magic Kingdom doesn't need any help.
Like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It doesn't need any help.
It doesn't. At this point, like, it doesn't.
New stuff is good.
New stuff is great.
It's good.
At this point, it doesn't even need a nighttime parade, Magic Kingdom. The way that the crowds are working, the way that Happily Ever After works, it's great.
Like, they should have built something else in studios. Like, whatever Tron's costing, $150 million. You could have done Incredibles at Hollywood Studios and helped that park out.
Which it needs.
It did not. Magic Kingdom doesn't need anything.
It's going to need things even after Star Wars opens.
Magic Kingdom is or no, studios?
Studios.
Studios, for sure.
So you cut the budget of Toy Story Land. You did Andy's Backyard, but you didn't do Pizza Planet. You didn't do any of the stuff in Toy Story Land that is so obvious.
You didn't even do a merchandise location, which is kind of odd.
And how are you building Tron? Why are you spending that money in Magic Kingdom when Studios needs something? So
Tron is awesome. Tron, as from a selfish perspective, I'm psyched for Tron. I want Tron to be here. I'm going to line up every day. I'm going to spend my fast passes. I'm going to line up for Tron. It's going to be awesome. But you're not right.
You're going to go wherever the next ear hat
is. Well, you can't deny the draw of the ear hat.
When's the last time have we ever gone on a ride together? I don't think
no. No, we haven't.
We never will.
Unless you count our Backlot Express experience today, which was quite the ride.
Yeah.
But no, fair. No. You're right.
Tron, why don't they spend the money in studios?
Studios needs it. Absolutely. Toy Story isn't doing it.
If you go to Disney World, you go into Magic Kingdom regardless.
You have to do 2 days at Magic Kingdom regardless
just
of the length
the
of your
door
trip.
At this point.
Yeah. No, it's true. I don't know the intention was of Tron. Was it just to put another ride in? Was it to rehaul? We've seen over the past, it's been over a year now, maybe 2 years, we've seen small little changes come to Tomorrowland. Whether it's the new sign, well, yeah, there are changes coming in. I mean, we just saw the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor sign that's been replaced, but we've seen other elements removed. We've seen, we've seen the purple rocks, introduced at the entrance. We've seen different visual changes that almost signal that there's a change coming. But what are they building? What are they basing the change around? Is it just Tron?
They know, somebody knows, that they have to go, like, historical isn't the right word. But what's the Monsters, Inc. sign is...
It's a throwback. Retro. It's a throwback. Yeah, it's a retro.
A throwback.
Yeah, it's a throwback retro. To what it used to be, correct.
And so is the Joker Survival kiosk, but correct. It fits more in Disneyland than here.
It fits more in Tokyo Disneyland than here.
Unless they're going to do Tron completely differently, it's not retro.
Which
it's
they can't...
literally futuristic. That's the whole point. So how do you have a futuristic ride at the same time you're trying to make everything else even more quaint, even more throwback, retro, yeah. even more retro, unless they're going to do Tron differently, which it does
everything that we've
not
seen between
seem like they're going no, to do. Between... And it's not Tron, because Tron is the future.
Tron is the future. It's, between
it's a bad movie. It's an unwatchable movie.
Completely unwatchable.
It's so bad.
Completely unwatchable.
The future that never was and always will be is never going to be Tron.
Yeah, I mean, they have... When you put Tron into a park, when you put Tron into a land, you have no choice but to use that as the weenie, to use that as the centerpiece, to use that as the driving force. And so when you put that in there, you're going to have to shape the entire land around Tron, I think. Otherwise, Tron doesn't look right.
It's the same company that's doing Star Wars in Disneyland.
Or is this why they're putting it in the corner so that they don't need to worry about the rest of them?
But you still have you still have Speedway. It's been announced that Speedway is going to come back as the same attraction. Speedway is not going to come back as a Tron, Tesla-sponsored electric vehicle of the future. They've said that they're going to bring back the loud gasoline-powered vehicles for Speedway.
It's still America. It's Chevy's, baby.
That's right. So with that passing beneath the canopy of Tron, you have to think that somebody isn't telling us something. We have to have the concept art can't be the whole picture. Or if it is, then Tron doesn't fit.
I keep saying there's a big Tomorrowland revival coming.
Yeah.
But you better get to work. Because Disney is not exactly a quick moving. They could be, but
no, they don't move quick. They move at their own pace. They set the pace for. They pretty much set the pace for Orlando, if not the industry. They will not move quickly on a Tomorrowland to make it fit Tron. But Tron's an awesome attraction. I'll be there with you on day one. We'll make it our first ride that we ride together. Tron. 2021.
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah. You're free?
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to Walt Loves Podcasting. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Walt Loved. You can follow me, Schmoofy Brett, on Twitter at Schmoofy, S-C-H-M-O-O-F-Y. Josh?
EZWW.com, great site.
On Twitter at EZWW.
Yep, and for me, you can follow me at blogmickey.com or blog at blog underscore Mickey. Still working on getting the proper name.
On Twitter.
On Twitter, correct.
With all the money you've made from the podcast, you could start
just going to bribe Twitter.
The ante.
That's it.
Is that how you say it? Ante?
Ante.
Ante.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a great night.